I think at this point, many of us have heard that Tongaat Hewlett Limited recently announced that it will be going into a voluntary business rescue process. And this after the company missed the October 31st deadline to pay about 400 million rand for sugarcane deliveries. Now, closer to home, the Mpumalanga High Court recently placed Ebundu Lodge, which is situated between Mbombela and White River, under business rescue. And the Industrial Development Corporation, which gave financial assistance of about 32 million rand to the alleged owners of the premises, is the one that successfully applied to have the lodge put under the process. Now, you know, thinking about business rescue, what does it mean for the company, its employees, and its customers? We've invited associate attorney, that's Thandeka Mpanza from Mkhwanazi Incorporated Attorneys, to explain exactly that. Now, Thandeka, in layman's terms, what is business rescue, and in which circumstances can an organization be placed under this process?
Well, first, leaving is a good day to you and good day to the listeners at home. Now, essentially, business rescue proceedings is a process that is governed by the Companies Act. And what it essentially entails, that it aims to facilitate the rehabilitation of a company that is financially distressed. Now, a very brief summary of what financial distress means is that it basically means that it appears that the company would be reasonably unlikely to pay off all its debts as and when they become due and payable for the upcoming 6 months, or it appears that it would be reasonably unlikely that the company will become insolvent within the approaching 6 months. Mm. Now, essentially, what business rescue proceedings entail, they provide for the temporary supervision of the company and management of its affairs by a practitioner called a business rescue practitioner, which I will elaborate further on a bit later. They also entail a temporary moratorium, which is essentially a stay or a halt to the right of any claimant against the company or in respect of property within the company's possession. And lastly, that it also entails for the development and the implementation of a business rescue plan to rescue the company by restructuring its businesses, its property, its debts, and et cetera, its liabilities and equity. So essentially, that is what business rescue proceedings are about.
Mm. So what would the role of the business rescue practitioner be in this particular situation?
Now, the business rescue practitioner is appointed to reduce the debt burden in order to enable the company to continue trading. They are required to investigate the company's affairs, the company's business assets, and their financial situation. And they are thereafter required to consider whether there is any reasonable prospect of rescuing the company. A business rescue practitioner is also required to draw up what is called a business rescue plan. Mm. And such a plan is subject to the vote of the creditors of the company. And once that rescue plan has been approved by the creditors of the company, the business rescue practitioner must implement and oversee the plan in an attempt to essentially save the company.
It seems the business practitioner is now put at the helm of whatever company is going under this process. So what happens then to the leadership or the directors of the company once it is in the process and seemingly the business practitioners have kind of taken over?
Yes, you're quite correct, Lisa. The business rescue practitioner does sort of take over him. However, the directors do still remain the directors. However, their powers and their duties are somewhat constricted. And as far as the business rescue practitioner now has full management and control over the company in substitution for the board of the company and its pre-existing management. So simply put, any action by a director which would require the business rescue practitioners, it would require their approval rather, and any action that has not that has been put into effect without the business rescue practitioners' approval would thereafter be voted.
Mm. And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to Mkhwanazi Incorporated Attorneys, as associate attorney Thandeka Mpanza, on what business rescue means to basically a company and maybe its consumers as well. But Thandeka, there's usually a time frame. I think you mentioned them earlier in our conversation that are attached to the process, business rescue. So what happens if the practitioners fail to turn the company around during that period?
Now, according to the Act, the company's Act rather, business rescue proceedings are designed to last for a period of 3 months from start to finish. Mm. However, in practice, business rescue proceedings are somewhat extended from time to time with the support of the majority of the creditors. So if, within this period, if the business rescue fails, a creditor or the business rescue practitioner themselves may file for the liquidation of the company at the, in the High Court as soon as possible. The company will then be converted from business rescue, the status of business rescue, to that of liquidation. And it will thereafter approximately take about 2 years for the conversion and completion of the liquidation and for the organization and execution of the sale. And once the company has then been sold, the proceeds of the sale will be distributed among the creditors.
And, you know, just now referencing the two companies that we spoke about earlier with, which Hewlett Tongaat and possibly Bundu Lodge here locally in Mpumalanga, they are currently going under business rescue. And I'm guessing customers or consumers are asking themselves, those who have possibly paid for goods and services, what happens to them? Will they be receiving what they paid for?
Now, again, this responsibility lies in the hands of the business rescue practitioner, again. During these proceedings, the business rescue practitioner may, with regards to any obligation of the company that is arising from an agreement to which the company was a party at, they may entirely or partially or conditionally suspend such an obligation for the duration of the business rescue proceedings. And this is, of course, done in terms of the Act. Or they may apply to court to entirely or partially, once again, cancel such an obligation or any of the terms that are just and reasonable in the circumstances. So the short answer is that it will be subject to the position of the company, the circumstances of the company, and but however, the business rescue practitioner does have the discretion to with leave of the court to either cancel the certain parts of the agreement or the agreement entirely, or suspend the agreement pending the outcome of the business rescue proceeding.
And I'm just going to throw this in quickly, Tandega. So for those customers who may have some sort of agreement with a company that could have recently joined that process, it would be advised for them to just get in touch and find out where they stand.
That is 100% thing. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Thank you so much, Tandega, for joining us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And that was Mkhwanazi Incorporated Attorney's Associate Attorney Tandega Mpanza on what business rescue is all about and what it means for the company itself as well as its consumers. It is taking care of business. You're listening to Rise FM.